Locals are describing it as the worst flood ever to hit Alice Springs. In the 24-hour period since 9 o'clock yesterday morning, 205 millimetres or 8 inches of rain has been recorded. That's 80% of the town's annual average rainfall.
Yeah, my name's Bob Colby. I'm a station officer with the Northern Territory Fire Service, and I've been involved in quite a few rescues over the years with flooding in the Todd River. We were just doing a routine inspection one afternoon, and there was a child, young boy, got caught up in the rapids at the Undoolia Causeway, and we managed to form a chain, and three of us held onto a sign and grabbed hold of his hand and dragged him out of the water. And he was more interested in losing his push bike than getting himself saved, but that was just the way it was. Yeah.
Is that a common thing where kids actually get stuck in the river, maybe if they were playing or riding their bike across?
Yeah, it is. It is. It does happen where the children are riding the bike and they don't realise the strength of the water. We had another one where there was a young boy. He got the same thing. He got caught in the middle of the river, but he was hanging onto a tree. So we managed to get come around through the other side, and we walked in and we got some rescue equipment here that we managed to throw him a buoy, a life buoy, and we could, after about the fourth attempt, we got it to him, and he held on and we pulled him to safety through the rapids as well.
And over the years, has the method in which you actually rescue people who may be stuck in a tree in the middle of the river actually changed, or do you still use the same old rope system to drag them out?
Yeah, no, the system has improved. We've got a lot more. Originally, we didn't have any real equipment to work with. We just had ropes, but now we've got life jackets, life vests. We've got life buoys. We've got a lot more sort of specialist equipment that can help us to go in and rescue people.
Throughout the day, a police task force from Darwin conducted a line search of the river and sandy flats for the flood's victims. The river itself was a trickle compared to yesterday's torrent.
It seems hard to believe now that at the height of the floods, this footbridge was covered in water, and for several hours the town was cut in half. Much of the 205mm fall was recorded yesterday morning, and emergency service authorities are counting themselves lucky that the rain ended when it did.
I think the 83 flood was the one that was most interesting, devastating, because lives were lost in that flood, and the way it came in the middle of the night, and then we actually lost power for 2 days, and yeah, so there were many levels that it impacted on, and the fact that I can remember the craziness of human beings is that with water around in the streets and people were driving around in four-wheel drives to sightsee, causing more floods, minor flooding, pushing it further because they were driving around and looking at where the water was.
Have you been involved in any rescue attempts that weren't quite so successful where people actually drowned?
Oh, yeah, a few years ago now I was involved in a rescue off the Stott Terrace Bridge, and a person was trapped underneath, clinging onto the bridge, and by hanging on the back of a rope, we couldn't quite reach him, and eventually the man let go, and unfortunately he drowned in the river a bit further down.
So what was that like, being involved in an unsuccessful rescue attempt?
Yeah, that was, it obviously affects you, you know, and it's, or still see the memories, and that brings a bit of tragedy to happen. But hopefully it won't happen again.
How prepared do you think the people of Alice Springs are for perhaps a future flood that may actually hit town?
Well, I think the town over the years has improved itself immensely, especially in the early warning systems that are now in place that monitor the river levels from upstream near the Wigley's waterhole right down through the middle of town, and they can predict pretty well the rise and fall of the river as it happens. So the early warning system is going to make it a lot easier and a lot better for emergency service personnel to evacuate the river and prevent further loss to life.